Do you agree with President Obama's assertion that the U.S. will not scale back its military action following your brother's death?
I do, but the thing that I really, really am frustrated by, Katie, and I don't even know if I should really get into this, but you can accomplish both things. The United States could have done more on behalf of the Western and American hostages over there, and still, you know, dealt with the broader worldwide issues, and other nations have done that, and that's been a source of frustration for me. And I really, really, really hope that in some way Jim's death pushes us to take another look at our approach, our policy to terrorists and hostage negotiations, and rethink that. Mm-hmm. Because if the United States is doing it one way and Europe's doing it in another way,
yeah, there's no consistency.
By definition, it won't work, you know. So
when you're talking about the policy, do you mean the policy of not paying ransom or not exchanging money
for captives? That's correct. That's correct. David Rode wrote a good piece, and I think it was in Reuters or The Atlantic on this very subject. And yeah, I mean it's frustrating. I mean, I understand why we're such a large nation. It's difficult to cover all the bases, but even take the money aside, there's things that can be done. You know, we are sitting on prisoners, for example, in Guantanamo. It doesn't even have to be financial.